Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why making Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed. And you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Making Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to take this opportunity to once again welcome everyone in here after a little bit of a layoff. We hadn't been here in a couple of weeks, but got a bunch of work done here in the courthouse, got a new flooring down, and got a bunch of things done, and got through our two major holidays here, and we've all survived it. We've been full of turkey, and we've been full of ham, and all kinds of Christmas presents. Just all kinds of things going on and celebrating the beginning of a new year. But now we're ready to start a new year here. Like I said, we're getting a bunch of things done here at the courthouse. We'll be talking about them sometime here before long. And just looking forward to another great year here on the Clay County Corner, where we come to you live and in living color each Thursday morning at 9 a.m. When we get everything hooked up just right, we'll make it on time. Been moving a lot of stuff around down here while we're doing that little construction work here, but we've got everything hooked back up and got everything straightened out, at least where we can get in the room here now. But we're grateful to be here, and we're thankful for the folks that make this possible, that being the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, three-star committee, and we're going to be talking quite a bit about some of the things going on with the Chamber and the three-star committee. I know we've got some special events coming up, got some things that are happening, things that are going to happen, and we'll be going over a lot of that and wherever else we may wander off on here sometimes. But we've got someone with us this morning that maybe keep us halfway straight. We've got Miss Beverly Murphy here with us here this morning along with Dr. Young. And so we might make it through a semi-serious show today before we get done. But I guess with that, of course, we want to thank all of our sponsors here that make this possible and keep reminding everybody to quit taking all your money to Cookville and leave part of it here with the local merchants here. And with that, we'll take a little short break. We'll come back and remind everyone that we've got a little bit of a list of birthday things. We may just do two prizes today since we missed a couple of weeks, and we may have a couple of old calls on here. So we will be doing that. We'll read the names. Hope I don't forget it halfway through the show, and then give away those prizes here at the end of the show. And with that, we'll take a little short break. We'll be back here just in a few minutes.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why making Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed. And you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Making Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Back, everyone. Like I said, this morning we've got Dr. Young sitting here with me and Beverly, and you want to tell us what we're kind of going to look at to begin with? And
well, let's turn to Beverly and let her tell us about some exciting things she has coming up right at once.
All right.
Okay. I'll tell you a little bit what's going on. So not a lot of people know. So we have been...
Well, it's better if everybody knows,
yeah,
isn't it?
So we're going to let it out, y'all. So we have been chosen. We have been approved to hold one of the Tennessee Songwriters Week conventions, y'all. And that is, there's going to be 70 events all over the state, and we're going to do one of the competitions, and that is for anybody.
What date is it?
It's going to be held on February the 2nd at 6:30, at the Clay County Recreational Complex, which is the women's building at the fairgrounds under the bridge.
And we're kind of help sponsored to
the
Clay Pack, aren't we?
It's part of our new, what we call, you call Clay Pack Arts Commission. So it's one of our events we're going to be doing through it. And we've already got several people signed up. And you can sign up on the website and on Facebook to join. You've got to have an original song, and it's got to be under 3 minutes long, but you can still get in there and sign up. You do not have to be from Clay County. You do not even have to be from Tennessee. As long as it's original and, you know, it passes the standards when you send it in and stuff, then we'll contact you back, and you'll get the information letting you know that you're agreed to participate.
So if you've written something like Stairway to Heaven, you might not ought to bring it.
No, we don't have the standards, unfortunately. We can't tell who the judges are yet, and I can't tell who all is signed up so far, but we've got some good performers, and whether people sign up to come perform or not, we hope people come out on the second and listen to these amazing people and these amazing songs that they wrote. I'm telling you, they've talent like blow my mind already.
Wouldn't believe all of it's floating around here.
Yes, and two people will go through, and the two people that get picked from Clay County will go on to the competitions, to the big competitions, and they will perform with everybody else in the final. So, you know, it'll be sort of be nice to see, have to represent two people from Clay County, you know, in the big competition. And, of course, they'll get a big contract at the Bluebird Cafe, and they'll get a big contract and everything if they do win and go all the way. And then we'll have a little, some special prizes to give them here in Clay County, too. So. But if you're not going to enter, it'd be a good night for everybody to just come out and enjoy some music and, like I said, one of a kind stuff. You know?
Okay, and if you've never been to the Bluebird Cafe in Nashville, you need to put that on your on your bucket list, because that is one of the most exciting places that you'll ever be. Where you, of course, it's a real laid back place. Songwriters come in and just perform, and it's such a neat place. And, you know, all over the years, going, you know, back through the history of songwriting, many years ago, like the Carter family up in East Tennessee, Hank Williams, Johnny Cash, although, especially back early with the Carter family, the head honcho, Mr. Carter, there, he would travel all over the Appalachian area and get little bits of poems from farmers and farmers' wives and things like that. And he would buy those from people and give them maybe $25 or $30 for a poem, and they thought, golly, you know, I've hit the jackpot.
Yeah.
But he would come back and kind of maybe rewrite them a little bit and copyright them, but they would, some of those things sold millions and millions of records, and with their name as the author of them, the writer. But, you know, I think, of course, if you do that today, you get taken to court real quick.
On a sad note, I attended a funeral this weekend of somebody who was scheduled to be here today.
Yes.
Edwin Garrett. You've had Edwin on before.
Yes.
Edwin is a former school superintendent in Overton County and a songwriter. Well, he wrote lots of songs. He wrote a book.
Yes,
compiling all the country sayings that he'd heard over his lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to miss old Edwin.
Right now, he was actually working on some poetry work he was doing on the, I guess, the history of the Devil's Backbone.
Yes.
And a lot of us, a lot of you younger folks don't know what the Devil's Backbone was, but that was how you used to get to Livingston with the highway.
Yes.
And he was doing research on that. And also, I know I didn't realize how much some of the things he had done, but I noticed on the obit that he actually traveled on the road with Flats and Scruggs one time. And of course, I know that his son is quite a bluegrass musician, and he's made
his grandson,
and I know they have done a lot of local work. Well, with Cherokee's grandpa, Eldon Davis. And I think they used to get together when they was all, a lot of them was in the school systems up there, and they have hoedowns out in the ag shop over in Livingston. But
they gathered up in Independence.
Yes.
About
every week. They may still be doing that. I'm not sure on it. It's now community center. I think they still do. They gather out there and play. I know then, which is, you know, something that kind of took place all over the South forever and ever. And then, you know, there was also a rumor once that someone here in Clay County may have written the Johnny Cash hit, "I Still Miss Someone." That was a rumor that went around for an intent. It's quite possibly true on that. So, you know, there's just all things that go along with that. But now with this show that you're having, you know, if you've got your original song, and I know the copyright process is a little bit different now.
Yes.
If you write something like that and you get it written down, get it typed out, and you make your C on the paper and draw a little circle around it, and you have copyrighted it, but, you know, then if you're really serious about, you know, needing to go to the next step and get it registered with the copyright folks, and that costs you like $27 and a half or something.
Not what a lot of people think it would cost anyway.
Yeah. But, you know, and these shows, I know they've been going on for quite a while. And we had talked about this before, but, you know, here at the courthouse, we don't have access for folks that are in the ADA, the wheelchair access to our theater. And that, it kept us from getting this in the past, but Beverly got on this, and we kind of, of course, we asked about using this building again, but once again, we were told, you know, that we do need the ADA access. They wouldn't let us broadcast live downstairs like we can do. But great news that we got this going, and I think I invited Miss Leah Strong last night. I don't know whether she'll come or not, but she has written hundreds and hundreds of songs.
Oh, yeah.
But I know if we can get to, and you don't have to be a youngster. That's what I'm trying to get across here.
You only have to be 18 now. That's the only time they've made.
You've got to be of legal age, and but other than that, and you know, I know there are a lot of our folks here that have composed some things.
Oh, yeah.
I know Jimmy Stevens out on Pete Ridge, who has written a lot of songs.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we've got to get those folks in here. And
we've got a lot of talent in Clay County and Roe County and just all around us. We do.
Yeah, well, I know we have, you know, lots and another thing, talking about Monroe County, we lost an outstanding folklore specialist in the last few weeks, Mr. Montel.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, he passed me. He was up at Rock Bridge up in Monroe County, who had written numerous books about this area. You know, Don't Go Up Kettle Creek, History of the Saga of Coal Ridge, just logging. I think there's nearly 30 books that he's written over the years.
And the hanging of Cal Logston.
And also the music of the Upper Cumberland, which featured everybody from Poodler Rains on up here in this area. So just a great spokesman for this area. And I know he even spent some time as an honorary instructor out in UCLA maybe for a little while. So just, yeah, actually was a very, very important man for this area. And, of course, he would be greatly missed, but he was still lecturing up until, I think, till they throw the light shovel of dirt on him, I believe, maybe. I mean, he was just an outstanding gentleman.
Well, we had him here a few years ago up in the courthouse. And he did some good work for us in Clay County at that time through the three-star program. We were able to, he had to have some traveling money and all that, and we were able to get him some traveling money to come down here, and it was great to have him around.
Okay, now, we've kind of got off track. I can't believe that. But
we seldom do that. Well, Thomas, what...
Let's take a little short break so we don't have to interrupt here for a few minutes. We'll be right back after we put in a few words from our sponsors, the folks that make this thing possible. Here is Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. Remind everyone, rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock and streamed on the Del Hall Horizon website by date of each of the shows. And if someone wants to, they might go in there and listen to all of them and put down who the guests are so we can make a list of that. I don't have any hundreds on there, but with that, we'll be right back in a few minutes.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Back, everyone. We have been sitting here just kind of radioing a few minutes and talking. Well, now, it's your turn, Mr. Young.
All right. We'll jump in here. I always like to kind of give an update at the middle of the year on the grants that we're able to obtain through the Chamber of Commerce. Our goal at the Chamber every year is to greatly exceed our budget in grants. And what we'd like to do every year, and most years we make it. We double our budget in grants. So we keep the money coming in. Right now, we'll be winding up a marketing grant. That's $5,500 that gives us the money to advertise Clay County. Has to be advertised in publications or whatever that are 50 miles away or farther. That's to get the word out about Clay County and get those folks to come to Clay County and hopefully spend some money while they're here. This year, the latest study that was done by the Department of Department of Tourism, Clay County broke a record last year by having, I've forgotten, it seemed like it was $4.7 million were spent in Clay County by visitors. And we hope to be able to up that. We feel like it was more than that because we found kind of a quirk in the way Google has their phones rigged up. Some of the department, and this is complicated, I don't know if I understand it, but the way the Department of Tourism figures that stuff is based on Google hits or whatever. And some of those may be on the lake going back to Pickett County instead of coming to us. But anyway, we're doing well with visitor spend. We could do better. And to try to do better, we went after
a placemaker grant, and we got it. And Beverly has been teaching the John Schallert destination marketing program. And you put how many through that program so far?
We've had 10 go through it so far.
10 so far?
We've got 6 more finished
up. All right. Yeah. And to each of those merchants, that's over a $2,000 program. Not only do they get the John Schallert program, but they also get a web page made for their business. They get pictures taken that can go on that web page. They get taught on how to maintain that web page and how to make social media work to their advantage and get more customers. And with all these visitors coming to Clay County nowadays, they flip their phone up and decide where to shop, where to stay, where to eat, and what to do. It's all right there on their phones. And we want to make sure that our merchants know about that and know how to do that. And then we've got a, let's see, that was $25,000 for the placemaker grant. And then the three-star program's got $50,000. We're just cranking that one up, and you'll hear more about that as time goes along. The goal for that one this year is to brand Salina as a river town. We were a river town in the beginning. We were a river town before we were a county. And we want to go back and see if we can't revive some of those memories. And that's a good place for me to interject. I've had some people that ask me, well, why'd you get a grant like that? What, that's not what we need. Well, a lot of these grants, you don't get what you need. You get what the grant is targeting. And so you have to go after that.
Yeah, those things aren't real easy to make them fit what you want them to fit because, you know, we have been extremely lucky with the grant that we've got through the Arts Commission here in our conversion of the courthouse into the Rolly Hole Marble Museum and the theater upstairs. Of course, it enabled us to, you know, put theater curtains up there, lights. But it also enabled us to take down some old plexiglass coverings and put some new theater-style curtains in all the windows up there. And also, it gave us money to make the building safer and things like that. And that involved, one of the big things was covering up the old asbestos tile, which means we were able to put down a new vinyl plank floor downstairs here, which I hope everybody will come and take a look at here before long. And also, you know, things like working on the plaster on the walls that, you know, that's not safe for people. And anywhere there's a break in old paint, there's that little question about the asbestos or the lead that's in the paint. So, you know, you get money to repair those things, and at the same time, you are updating and upgrading and getting things done. And then to redo our doors here, now we've made all the doors where all the doors are going to be openable and closable instead of having bars across them and so people can get in and out safely. So, you know, there's an art to trying to put things together to fit what you want to do, but make it also fit the grant. And I know Beverly's working on a number of grants in the entertainment field and in tourism also. But it did take some creative thinking, creative writing sometimes to take care of those things.
You have to be a wordsmith.
Yeah.
That's it. In addition to the grants that we've got, we've assisted some other organizations. We assisted the Ambulance Service recently to get a $5,000 grant to upgrade some of their equipment in their ambulances. Having used their equipment in their ambulance a few years ago at 4:30 in the morning when I was having a heart attack, and old Andy stuck that machine on me and shot me right good and finally got me to the hospital in Cookville.
Did they do an implant or?
No, he just shot me.
Oh, okay.
Sure, I was out of it when he shot me, but I can tell you, when they shock you, you see them on TV doing that.
Yeah.
You know about it.
So you are proof.
Now me up.
You are living proof you're not harmless.
Right. At least he got cranked up three times on the way over there. But we're trying to help him all we can. We're chasing some other grants right now for the ambulance service. The city of Salina came up with a local grant for the businesses that are outside the downtown area. Now, we've had three downtown grants over the years, but the state never would let me go up East Lake Avenue beyond about the last building in the downtown area. They did let me go up Brown Street one year, but they never allowed me to do that other. So we worked with the city mayor and the board of aldermen, and they came up with the funding for this project, and we're going to be able to offer the downtown kind of program to all those businesses in the city limits of Salina that have not been able to participate in previous grants.
Okay, now looking at that, how many businesses do you the number that we have within the city limits here in Salina? You know the number that we have?
I haven't counted. I think we have about 130-something businesses in Clay County.
Okay, and quite a few of them are here, but, you know, around the square itself, the area you were able to work with, we were limited to, like, what, less than 10 businesses.
Yeah, well, everybody got most of them.
Right.
John Shelton
and got most of those, you know, in a lot of updates and things in the past few years. And the majority of our businesses are not on the square anymore.
Now, if you look around the square, most of the businesses, not all of them, but most of the businesses around the square has been able to benefit from those downtown grants that we got from the state. And there will be another round coming up in May, and we'll be going after it again and to see if we can get it. We still have some buildings that we would like to be able to work on, so we'll be going after a grant to be able to work on those buildings.
And that's one thing we've mentioned to a couple of people. You know, it's not just, your downtown is not just in one little place that everybody thinks it is. A downtown is everybody in that little community.
Right.
You know, and sometimes it's hard because, like, you know, these grants only feature one little spot. You know, so, you know, who knows? Maybe eventually they'll change the scope of what a downtown is considered.
You know, like we know over the past year, through the history of this, we've been able to do quite a few things in what we call the downtown area, which is this area here around the old courthouse square. But, you know, that is not what the Salina business world is anymore.
Exactly. Well, I've tried to convince them in the grant writing that we've done that the city of Salina is all downtown.
Mm-hmm.
We're so small. We're not like a bigger town like Cookeville or Crossville or somewhere like that, or even Livingston. You know, Livingston's got a really sweet deal over there. They get to keep all the, as I understand it, they get to keep all the state sales tax that they collect in their downtown area. And that amounts to about $260,000 a year, and they can put that back in to their budget to improve their downtown. They can come up with cobblestone sidewalks and fancy lights and all that kind of stuff. But
they only had one stipulation. They had to name all those things in a certain way, didn't they? But we'll not get into that right now.
I tatted this up before I got here. So far this year, we've received $125,000 in grant, and that far exceeds our annual budget. So, and we're not through. We'll get some more. So one of the missions of the Chamber of Commerce is to go after all the grants that we can get that are community grants. Now, we're not counting the CBDG grants that takes care of sewer and water and some of those things. I think there's an active CBDG grant right now that's buying a couple of ambulances. And we're going after these community grants. It's amazing what you can do with $5,000. In our local community. So let me leave the grants for a minute.
Okay, let's stop out there.
All right.
And read the birthday list, work in a few words from our sponsors, and come back. That is a great natural break, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, but celebrating birthdays, and I think a couple of these are fairly old, and I'm not saying the folks having birthdays are old, but I'm going to start off with Miss Peggy Davis. Who's celebrated birthday back earlier, while we were on hiatus here. And also we have celebrating a birthday, Charlotte Halsell, celebrating a birthday, Miss Angie Browning, celebrating a birthday, Miss Jenna Russell, and celebrating, and Connor Collins, celebrating a birthday. And then Liz Brown called in, Kendall Willett today, and of course, she is a very, very faithful caller in, and she has birthday just about four to every week or three. Mr. Wayne Nelson celebrated the birthday, I think. You're familiar with that young man.
Yes. Just talked to him a little while ago.
One of your students many years ago, probably. And also, Mr. Dale Franklin, celebrating the birthday. And also, Ann Lee, celebrating the birthday. And then we have a set of twins that's celebrating the birthday. And that is Stephanie Bailey Ledbetter and Stephen Bailey. They're about 49 years old. Golly, that makes me and you. But we will be using our highly sophisticated non-computerized system here after a while, and we may just do two of those today since we've been absent for a day or two here. And with that, we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, we're back. Dr. Young, proceed again, if you
will. All right, I'll jump in here with a couple of things. If the people listening haven't watched on Channel 22 the series that's in its second year now, and they're starting the second part of the second year right now, Wish You Were Here. I had the opportunity recently just to, over a weekend, just to watch every one of those. And golly, we have so much stuff to do and see in this Upper Cumberland area. And that includes so many things in Clay County have been featured on that TV program.
You want to name all of them?
I can't name them. I just started doing that, and I decided I'd better stop. But I can name one that was recently on Tennessee Crossroads. That's also on 22, but that goes statewide. And it goes to some other states, I understand. But they came up and spent a day with Ollie at Ollie's Restaurant.
Right.
And he and Janie got to publicize their restaurant in a big way. And any business that's interested in doing something like this, if they get in contact with us, Chamber, we'll do all we can to set something up. They're really looking for things that are kind of unique, and usually we can get you some publicity like that.
That's how you catch rabbits, isn't it?
That's it.
You unique up on them?
That's it. Well, we've got a lot going on to Chamber of Commerce, and we could have a lot more going on, Thomas, if we had some volunteers. We keep trying to urge some people to come on board. It'd be awfully nice for us to have a news writer. A lot of the things that are happening around the Chamber of Commerce needs to be publicized, but to do a good job publicizing it takes a great deal of time. And we end up not having enough time to do that. And so if you feel like you would like to do some news writing being able to be a publicist for the Chamber, get in contact with us. We'd love to have you. And if it's just for a few hours a month or a day a month or whatever time you might have, then we also need people who are highly competent on computers. If you want to come by, we can probably find you some things to do, and that would benefit our whole community. Then we're also looking for project organizers or project administrators. Sometimes we can't go after some of the grants that might be available to us because our plate's just full. We can't get more on our plate. So if you're interested in really doing some important stuff, and Thomas, we can't say enough good things about what you have done as a curator of this this courthouse. The courthouse was beginning to really get in bad shape until you came along and took on that responsibility. And I think we've got you a little 3-star grant money to kind of get you cranked up and going. And you've been able to do this radio show and all that. And you're a volunteer. You don't get paid for that. And we really appreciate what you do here.
Well,
and there are others out there. You don't have to have lived in Clay County all of your life to be able to volunteer to help us out. You're bringing a skill in here from whence you came that could help this community. So let us know if you'd like to volunteer and do some stuff and help us make Clay County and Solana and all the other communities a better place to live, work, and play.
Well, you know, there's something there. You know, we have... I know one of the complaints we get all the time is that folks move in here from somewhere to get away from something, and one of the first things they want to do is make it look like where they came from. And, you know, that's not the way to go about it. The way to go about it is, you know, if you've got a tremendous idea, you know, look around here in Clay County and see what's available here that can be adapted to something that you know something about. Not something you're doing there, but something that, I mean, you have to adapt things to fit our background here. It's not the same. Never will be the same. And what you did somewhere else, if you try to do it here, you're going to make at least one enemy. So,
and some of those things might work here. We need to hear about
that. Yes, absolutely.
Just this past weekend, I'm awful bad to get on YouTube and what other communities are doing, and I looked at a Chamber of Commerce director from Montana, and he was urging people to move to Montana, to come to visit Montana, and telling all the great sights to see and all the great things to do, and he was really promoting it till he got to the last 2 minutes. And he said, "Now, if you're thinking about moving to Montana, we want you to know that you may be 300 miles from the closest Walmart. And we want you to know that we pretty well have things the way we want them in Montana. We don't want you to move from Northern California and try to turn Montana into Northern California." And I thought that was interesting for a chamber director to say that. But I think they're serious about that in Montana and Wyoming and some of those states. You know, I think Wyoming, it's Montana, I think it is. Only 7 people per square mile. And that's not very many people.
I think I read something somewhere a while back that said you took all the people in the world and give them, I believe maybe it's 1 acre, you could put the whole world population in Alaska.
Yeah.
But there wouldn't be a lot of room. But you know, something that you need to remember, when you move here, bring your suitcases, but not your baggage.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Well, we really appreciate the people who have moved into Clay County over the recent years. We have talked about, and maybe this spring we can make it happen, having a picnic or some kind of an event targeting those people who have moved into Clay County in the last 20 years and get them together and get them to know each other and to know some of us and see if we can't get some volunteers out of that much. We continue to lose population, but I don't think it was as bad as our last census showed. I think COVID really put a damper on our census last time. And I think Mayor Reagan is looking at a situation right now to do a recount. They can do that. And we still got a lot of years to go before we have... And I think it would show that we have a lot more people than they think we have.
Well, you know, something that I guess that we need to do is canvass the county and identify who all those mailboxes belong to.
Yeah.
Look at that, and also, I don't know whether they do or not, but folks down at the post office give you a list of everybody that's got a post office box there in there and see how many of them actually didn't show up on the census.
We got an odd county here. We did one mail out through the 3-star program. We mailed everybody a publication that we put together about Clay County. And we had to go to 6 different post offices to mail that thing. We have 6 different zip codes in Clay County. And that's, I just wonder if other counties are in that bad a shape. I don't think so.
I know at one time you had to call long distance to call from here to Willow Grove or Pure Hermitage Springs.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had all of that, and we were divided, you know, even physically and structurally. The county was divided for a many, many number, and it kind of isolated some places. And I think we still have one isolated place, though, where you can't get to from here, and you have to go through a couple, 3 counties to get to it up around St. John's or somewhere up in there, where there's some territory that, whether it belongs to anybody or not, we may have homesteaders up there.
Thomas, I failed to mention a couple of other grants that we go after, trying to help some of our businesses. If you're in the agriculture business in some shape, form, or fashion, and if you're taking an agriculture product and increasing the value of that product by what you do to it, for instance, if you're raising grapes and you turn those grapes into wine, then you just qualified for an agricultural enhancement grant or an agriculture enterprise grant, and we can help you with that. So if you've got, regardless what the agriculture product is, if you're improving the value of it, then we'll help you make the contacts with the proper people to see if we can't get you a grant. And some of these grants are substantial. They can go as high as 7 figures. So So holler at us if you get in a situation like that or have an idea of something that you want to do. Wineries and distilleries and breweries have sprung up all over the state of Tennessee.
Like that, who is a woodworker that takes a block of wood and turns it into a decorative bowl for sale and things like that.
Yeah.
I mean, anything along that line. Someone that makes chairs, whatever, that's made from anything made from the lumber. And I know we have some folks that do that. And, you know, there are just so many possibilities when you look at that.
And then we've got a Tennessee Arts Commission. Beverly is working with them in that. And very successfully in being able to get them on board with Clay County. You've been working with them here at the courthouse. So my point is there are several agencies out there that can help Clay County. So if you have some idea of a business you would like to go into, at least stop by and talk to us about it. We might be able to direct you in a direction that would help you get some funding. Now, it might not be a grant, it might be low-interest loan, or it may be collateral. Some of these grants, if you can't borrow the money, they can give you the collateral to go to business. And that allows you then to go borrow the money, and they guarantee the payment.
You know, there are just, you know, so many things that we need to do other than say they need to do it. We need to do it. The county, the people in the county, there are so many things that we need to be involved in, we need to be doing. And, of course, a lot of them aren't something that's going to provide a salary or anything for any particular person. But the overall good for the county is, you know, that's kind of, you know, the people that we really, really need to work with.
Well, these are the kinds of things, too, that I'm talking about with volunteers. If we had a volunteer and we could give them just one of these programs to learn all they could about it, learn all they could about the Appalachian Regional Commission, learn all they could about USDA, learn all they could about some particular agency that provides grants, and then they could help our people go after those things. Now, another thing that we're doing, we feel like successfully down at the Chamber, is helping people get jobs. We have the highest unemployment rate in Upper Cumberland, according to the figures. Now, I'm not sure I agree with that. We're a distressed county. I'm not so sure that I agree with that. I'm not sure that they're doing their count right. But that's not for us to talk about this morning. That's for another day.
Well, we really don't need to worry about that label because we know different.
Yes, we do.
And that label does come in handy sometimes or other when you are applying for grants.
It does.
And you're one of four or five left in the state that are still just so poor they need all this help in the world.
Well, them counties go to something when they come off at
least. We have the highest unemployment rate in the Upper Cumberland along with. They have the same unemployment rate in this last count that we did. But we're working with the American Job Center. We're working with the Workforce Development Board. We're working with the Tennessee Department of Labor to address that problem, and we're able to address it. Just recently, the American Job Center put a couple of folks, I think they put one in the school system. And that person had a college degree already, and it was a matter of them put them on a work experience program and getting them cranked up ready to go. I think they might have been in the same situation as you were at one time, Thomas. You never did do any student teaching. Somehow you got through, and when I was principal, it was good to have you. You could teach it all. You were certified and everything.
Well, sometimes you plan some things for yourself. And it works out okay, but sometimes when you plan for yourself, it may not. But
The American Job Center will be in our office as soon as we get through from here. They've got some good programs, and they're really getting their feet on the ground now, I feel like, and they'll be able to help our people. So if you'll come by the Chamber and fill out a one-page generic application, we scan it and we send it out to both of the employers in Clay County and some of our bordering counties. And then it goes to the American Job Center, and then they can come and see if they can get you qualified for a work experience program or an internship or one of the programs that, that they sponsor where they're paying you. And we have an intern right now in at the Chamber of Commerce. We've had, I think, three. But we'll be working with the school system and seeing if we can't get more of those folks.
Well, you know, it's something that we need, you know, when we have an industry coming in here and that needs, not highly qualified, but, you know, reasonably qualified workers. You know, one of the things that I know anyone at any point really in their life is job security. When you have a job security outside Clay County and something new comes in, it's scary to think, you know, I'm going to give up what I've got for something that's untried. And, you know, it's hard to get quality employers in a small place like this, because we've had over the years so many of the fly-by-night groups that came in and got them a grant and hired some people and paid them real good for about 3 or 4 years, and then they saw how great it worked and they moved it somewhere else where they could do better, they thought.
Well, I had the Upper Cumberland Workforce Development Board came by the office yesterday. They have a new program for outfits that you're talking about. They'll provide up to a $25,000 grant for training. And if you have to have only 5 employees, so you don't have to be one of the big factories. If you've got 5 employees, they can come in and help you with $25,000. It could be CPR training, or it could be a portion of your job or something that you feel like your employees need to be trained on. So if you want more information about something like that, holler at us at the chamber, and we'll see if we can't put together some help for you.
Before we go much further, I'm going to lay some pieces of paper there. Bethany, you get one of them out, and Dr. Young, you get one of them out.
All right.
Don't be a peeping now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I get one or two. I got 2. All right.
I think that's one. All right, let's see what we've got here, and we'll be giving away... our prize for today. And the winners today, the Bailey twins, they'll get one prize. You don't get two because you're a team. And the other one is looks like Kendall Willett today. All right, so we have done well on that. We got that taken care of, and you need to come over by the chamber. Now, Bev, you need to write down those names. Since you're here, I don't have to walk up there to give them to you.
Before we run out of time, Thomas, I wanted to mention that it's embargoed right now, but we have an announcement to make next week, another big grant coming our way. It's a community grant, and it's going to mean something great for one of our communities, and that'll be announced next week, and we'll be moving forward with that one. And I can't say enough about being able to get some volunteer help so we can go after more of these grants and so we can administer these grants, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a grant. Sometimes it's just some activities that that we can do on our own.
Yeah.
And with that, Thomas, the Chamber of Commerce will read.
Well, I just got a little bug in my ear set to be wrapping this present up and put a ribbon on it. We have made it through another day, and we really appreciate everyone that's listening today. And we hope you'll be listening to us each Thursday morning here at 9 o'clock, and also that tune us in this evening. 6 o'clock, and with that, you know, we've about got everything put back where it belongs, get all these doors shut down, and get ready to get some other things done here after the radio show is over with. And with that, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again, and hopefully we'll meet you again here next week here on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And until that, may the good Lord bless and keep you, and good day, Clay County.